producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friday, welcome to the program on the 6th of June. Veterans, especially with any veterans or family of veterans, go to the front of the line today. If you had a loved one, a friend, a family member, some acquaintance that was a part of D-Day, love to hear the stories today. Love to hear the stories. We're going to put them certainly to the front of the line as we remember. My goodness, social media has been the value of social media on a day like a D-Day where you hear some of the stories, and I've been just thrilled with all of them. So that'll be a focus today on the program. We're also going to do something called Free Plug Friday today and give you an opportunity to plug anything you want, but a special focus on maybe a particular candidate that you're paying close attention to. You know, it's a little sad. We have elections on Tuesday, and, you know, these are elections where the lion's share of the ability to control your bottom line happen. In other words, at a school, okay, for a school district vote, school board races, at the city level, at the county level, these are the races that really make a big difference. And, you know, judicial races. Think how many times you've, wrung your hands about a decision a judge has made. In the case of the judges, I guess we're narrowing the field for the November vote. But that's important, too, who the candidates ultimately are going to be. So there's some of that going on. Take Fargo, for instance. You've got the two spots on the city commission open. You've got the mayor's race. You've got park board races. You've got a battle on the school board. North Dakota's biggest city. Property tax is a big concern. And the sad part of this is that, the turnout will be really low. It'll be really, really low. And there'll be a lot of people in the next few days going, who do I vote for? Even of the ones that are going and that pay attention. Who are you going to vote for? Well, it just doesn't get the attention that really it should, given the fact that it's a real, genuine opportunity to make sure your views are represented on, the particular political subdivisions that spend a lot of your money, a lot of your money. So anyway, if I want to give you free rein. I was at Mass this morning. And a fella came up to me and said, I've not heard much about Vern Bennett on the radio, and Vern Bennett would be a great city commission member. He's done a fabulous job. He's a man of faith. He's a solid conservative. And, I took the counsel from the person. I've seen Vern Bennett on the Fargo City Commission. Don't know a lot about him, but I thought, well, great. He was just stomping for him, saying, hey, why don't you have that candidate on? We get that from time to time because everybody wants their candidate on, so that's why I thought today might be a good day for Free Plug Friday. If you've got a particular candidate you're passionate about, or you are a candidate for a particular race, have at it. Step up on that soapbox and let your voice be heard, okay, today on the program. Love to hear from you. And the telephone number to do that is 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. And by the way, some of these races have been a little nasty, so a chance to sort of settle the score there if you feel something needs to be added. I think a lot of folks have watched the Fargo City Commission race and see that getting nasty. If you're a Denny Wallacher supporter, you see Brad Wimmer suggesting that Mayor Wallacher's too old and not fit enough. And if you're a if you're a Brad Wimmer supporter, you see Mayor Wallacher suggesting that he was AWOL at important times during the flood. And, anyway, there's been some of that. Valley City, did I see, too, was getting a little nasty out there. The Bismarck City Commission race is a little on the nasty side. So anyway, anything along those lines, certainly welcome today as well. We're going to call it Free Plug Friday. Whatever you want to plug, plug away. Maybe it's for a particular event that's happening where you live. You want to get people to come to where you live. Maybe it's about a candidate. Maybe you are the candidate. You know, whatever. Have at it today on the program, Free Reign. Love to hear from you. But again, top of the list is stories about D-Day through loved ones and acquaintances that you have. 855-200-1776. When you call, by the way, you always have two options. Just want to remind you that. You'll get an auto answer. And we'll say, thanks for calling. Press 1, and you leave a message. Get your comment in. Tell your story. Ask your question. Say your piece right away. You press 2, so we can have a little dialogue. Scott, I want to ask you a question. Scott, I got to tell you about whatever. Okay, so that's how it works. Okay? All right. Here is the telephone number again, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Also, today on the program, Brett Baer is going to be here. Brett Baer is, of course, someone you watch on the Fox News channel. Probably one of the nicer guys in all of television. He really is just a genuinely nice guy. I really like Brett Baer a ton. And he and his wife have gone through quite the ordeal with their son and a heart defect. So Brett decided to write a book about this called Special Heart. Love the title, especially given the, you know, the connection to the show he hosts on the Fox News channel, which, of course, is called the Special Report. So Brett Baer will be here to talk about quite the journey. He's the chief political anchor for Fox News Channel and host of Special Report with Brett Baer that airs at 5 p.m. weeknights on the Fox News Channel. Special Heart, a journey of faith, hope, courage, and love about his son's battle with being born with 5 congenital heart defects. Oh, my gosh. Think about that. I can't even wrap my mind around that. I really can't. I just cannot. I mean, look, we all have crosses to bear. We're promised trials in this world, and they come in many different forms and fashion. But can you imagine a set of parents watching a son in a battle like this? And you know, there's others out there that have. I think there's a special place in heaven for them. I really do. Also, Tony Gehrig will be here. He is a Fargo City Commission candidate. Chat with him at the bottom of this hour. And then, of course, Bunkita Cullum. Is Ellen going to check in today from D-Day? We've been promised that sort of all week. Yeah. Last chance for her to check in today on this trip with President Obama. We had quite the interesting program today. I dare say of all the radio programs I've done in the talk radio game since about 1988, proving I am the dinosaur. You think I am? That was just flat out amazing. Probably the most amount of calls and feedback we've had in any 3-hour period. And it was over a simple question. And that was, next Friday, a week from today, I have plans to be in the K-Fire tractor trek. And just kind of a fun thing. My son is big into the antique tractors. And I was at the tractor trek last year, and he was in the process of restoring this tractor, so I said, you know, Alex, next year you'll have graduated, and let's do this. So I'm driving his tractor, and he's driving a buddy's tractor, and another buddy's coming along, and I had all these plans to be in the tractor trek. Well, here the president schedules a trip on the very same day, so I just sort of tongue-in-cheek said, breaking news, the president's coming, and now I got a dilemma. What should I do? Do you want me to go cover this or not? Anyway, a lot of good feedback, and the overwhelming amount of folks said go to the tractor trek. There were many, many classic lines from the audience. One of them, my personal favorite, was the tractors actually work. So go to the tractor trek. a reference to the fact that this president is not working. And it was also very evident throughout the program that there was an extraordinary amount of disdain for this president. And some of it was nasty, okay? Some of it was he's a Muslim and hates America. But that wasn't the majority of it. the vast majority of it was just a real disappointment in the President of the United States and a real lack of any kind of confidence whatsoever. And look, I understand there's venom towards the president. George W. Bush faced that, right? And obviously, in this part of the world, that sort of the same sentiment is going to be directed, in this case, at a president of a different party. But I have to tell you, my overwhelming sentiment from hearing call after call after call, unwelcoming at a minimum to the president of the United States, but very cool to his. Performance is really sad, really, it's a sad chapter. And I don't think we ought to cheerlead. I think we ought to be honest. But I think it all lies on Obama's shoulder. I really do. I think he shoulders the vast majority of this blame. He's brought a lot of this on from his incompetence. But I was surprised by it. Maybe you weren't. But I would welcome your feedback on that, too, today on the program. Telephone number 855-200-1776. And Blanquita Cullen will join us next. City Commission candidate, bottom of this hour. Stay tuned.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
NASA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Of What's on Your Mind. Floor is open if you'd like to join Blanquita and I and possibly Ellen Ryder. Last chance for her to check in from D-Day. Have you heard from her at all, Blanquita?
Just emails. And I guess it's got to be hard for them on the road there with their, all the activities going on, but I would love to be there. Wouldn't you love to be there?
I would. I would. You know, when I would have really loved to have been there was when Ronald Reagan visited. Remember that famous trip? And
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and, you know, I really, that was one of the best of the best. I've watched a video documentary about his return, and I would. And I just, I've had the one of the great honors of my entire life was spending time on several trips from North Dakota to Washington, D.C. with World War II vets, and have heard stories face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball, from vets that lived it, and it just is, it's hard to it is. I mean, it is amazingly powerful, and I'm glad Ellen went along. You know, what's interesting, and I'll be totally honest with you, you know, there's something that turns my stomach about President Obama being there. And, you know, we had probably more phone calls in our program yesterday than we've had in my entire time in radio, and it had to do with a visit from President Obama, who is coming to North Dakota a week from tomorrow.
Wow.
And we knew he was coming, but he announced it yesterday. I guess it was announced, you know, we found out about 8:45 and announced it on the air, and then the phones started coming. And it was kind of tongue-in-cheek to start with because next Friday is when he'll be here, and I actually have another event scheduled. We have promotion we do with one of our affiliates in Bismarck called Tractor Trek, and it's a bunch of folks, 125 tractors, that take like a 26-mile trip, okay? And
wow.
And it's really a neat deal, and my son, actually, Alex, our oldest, is into antique tractors, and he's been restoring one, and he's got it ready to go, and I'm going to be driving his tractor and doing the show, and he's got a couple buddies. So I said to the audience, what should I do? I mean, do you want me to go cover the President of the United States? Who's visiting North Dakota, which I consider a big deal, or should I stick to the plan on the tractor trek? And we were bombarded, and, you know, 2-1. 2-1,
yeah.
Saying absolutely go to the tractor trek and really having disdainful comments for the president. And, I feel that as well. You know, I don't let them rob my joy. I don't let them steal my hope. I don't let them, you know, it's kind of like we talked about yesterday, people that believe the American dream is dead as a result of it. But, you know, you know, the Bergdahl case being the latest example, but we could use so many others about I don't believe this president as commander of chief has the due level of respect that he should for the men and women of the military. So when he goes to a place like D-Day, there's a part of me that just says, you know, it's phony. It's for show. It's a photo op. Right. It's not the genuine, heartfelt reverence for those who died to, you know, defend, protect, and stand up this great country. And to the point when a president comes to North Dakota, I want to be excited. I want to say, isn't that great? Here's a state I love, and a president is coming, and I can't muster that. I can muster respect for the office, and I'm glad he's coming, and I my instinct is to be there. But I can't muster a, boy, I'm excited. That to me, and, you know, you look at all of the comments from our audience yesterday, some very derogatory, but overall the sentiment just of a dislike of this president, that's sad. That seems to me a sad chapter in the history of the United States, and I believe it's worse than it's ever been. Am I wrong?
No, I agree with you. And the only thing I can say, because I agree with you on how hard it is to look at a man who did such a terrible thing with this guy, Bergdahl, and see him there over the bodies of heroes. I mean, my uncle was there. I mean, a lot of people who had relatives that were there. Excuse me. You look at that, and it's very hard to take. But you look at it, and you look at it for them. You look at it for us. You look at it for what we accomplished. I'm sorry. You look at what we accomplished, and you have to go past the man. Because, you know, if you don't, you get hung up on him and not what it signifies 70 years later. Those crosses there, the 33 brothers that died, the father and son that died, as many people who have died through the years of us being in Afghanistan died in one single day. So you have to give them the respect, even if it's just like taking a Rolaid, to be able to watch the president make the speech. I get it. But you know what? It has to make us more resilient. And it has to, you know, we've got to think, people got to stop playing checkers and start playing chess. And that means thinking longer term, trying to be able to make much better strategic decisions when it comes to politics, voting, and any kind of things that have to do with the betterment of your state. For example, you got to protect all of the stuff you're doing with your natural gas and fracking and all of that. You've got to be able to protect those jobs you're bringing to the state. You know, you're doing that is like raising the flag and saying, we're American and we're not going to be deterred.
Absolutely. But when your way of life is under siege, and if I was a farmer, I'd think that. You know, if I was in the energy industry, I would think that. You know, if I was in the military, I would think that. You know, when
imagine if all the citizens of every state stand with the important, you know, like stand with the farmers, stand with the businesses that are there, stand with the military. I mean, it has to be a much more actively engaged citizenry. I mean, peaceful, obviously, but, you know, I remember one member of Congress saying if they got 100 phone calls, they started realizing it was important. What if they got 10,000 phone calls? What if they got 100,000 phone calls? If they didn't get a backbone, they're out. And it's their job to do their duty in Washington. And for some of us to start working on trying to deal with guys like Boehner and others who have been a bit squishy, to say the least.
Big story today, by the way. This is part of the reason for the dismay, I believe. Everybody's jumping up and down about 217,000 jobs added in May, right? I mean, the unemployment numbers have gotten so phony, it's unbelievable. I mean, now we ballyhoo 217,000 new jobs, and how many people have stopped looking for work? And look at the unemployment rates among African Americans or veterans or, you know, it's staggering. And then to have the cheerleading going on as though it's somehow something different than that, it's just sickening. I know why people get to that level of cynicism. I get it.
Well,
I totally,
they figured that if they tell you enough, and that what was the old thing, Orwell, about the media telling you things, the populace will believe it. The only thing is that when it comes to things like the numbers of unemployment, you know, how many out there are listening to that and saying, wait a minute, I'm not employed. I can't put food on the table. You know, they are, at some point, the truth comes out.
Absolutely. Blanquita Cullum, one half of the Golden Girls, and the two will be reunited tomorrow. Or rather, Monday on the program. Thanks, BQ. We'll all get to hear all about Ellen's trip then, for sure.
Have a good weekend.
All right.
Serving
you too.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Top of the hour, rolling on with a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind, and we are continuing our series of conversations with the candidates, focusing on Fargo City Commission race, Fargo Mayor's race. Tony Gehrig is here, who is a candidate for Fargo City Commission, second bite at the apple. He serves in the National Guard and has stepped up to the plate to offer himself up for some public service here in the Fargo City Commission race. And having won last cycle, has continued regular dialogue and research and spent a lot of time getting under the hood of the Fargo City government and opining about it and staying involved in it and now running for a second time. So we're looking forward to seeing how he does on the ballot. He'll be getting our vote. How you doing, Tony?
Great, Scott. Thanks for having me on the show once again here.
Yes, good to see you. So you're down to the 11th hour here. How does it feel this time compared to last?
I tell you, the reaction we've gotten this time around has been far and away better than the last time. You know, we got our name out there a little bit. We talked about the issues over the last few years since the election in 2012, and people really responded positively. You know, we're all out of yard signs. That didn't happen last time. You know, I even had a neighbor come by my door the other day and knock on my door and ask for a yard sign, which was awesome. You know, so the outreach has been great, and I hope people continue to do that, and I hope people feel motivated to vote because, you know, these elections, these off elections that aren't presidential and aren't these midterm elections, people, the turnout is really low. So.
It is. Why? Well, I mean, I just said earlier, it's you know, we spend a lion's share of the year complaining about taxes being too high, about, you know, about government spending. And these are the races where you really can have some true impact. Right?
Absolutely.
So you have the chance to, you know, closest to the people.
Absolutely, yep.
With a city commission race, with a county commission race, a park board, school board. And it's sort of like, I don't know if we should, you know, put these races in November when you're paying attention to larger statewide races. I don't know what the answer is, but it's to me a little bit sad because the turnout will be abysmally low everywhere.
It'll be less than 10% of Fargo. So that all that means to you, the people who actually go out there and vote, people who listen to your program, is your vote counts for two or three times more than it ever would for these other elections. And I also don't believe that people realize how much a city commission or a city council affects their lives directly. We pass taxes. We pass ordinances, which are laws. These are things that affect you, like I said, directly in your own city. And, you know, we take a lot of your tax money, and you should really be paying attention to how we spend it and why we're taking it. So these elections are very important, and in my opinion, they're just as important as the national elections.
By the way, if you have any questions or comments for Tony, 855-200-1776, any particular issue. But do vote. Get out there, folks. And as Tony said, you're going to multiply your impact because the turnout will be so low. How do you do this? Do you go ask for votes, eyeball to eyeball, knocking on doors? I mean, what? Give us your playbook here on how you're interacting with the voters.
Yeah, my favorite way is to go out there and talk to everybody individually. Obviously, that takes too much of your time to do that, you know, every day out of the week. So we sprinkle in as much door to door as we can, and then we come on shows like yours and try to reach out, you know, to a mass audience and ask for their votes that way. We also have small events like barbecues and, you know, fundraisers like that to, you know, get money rolling and also meet the individuals who might be voting for you or who might be interested in you as well. So it's a variety of things you have to go out there and do. You have to be creative in what you're doing. And, we just hope that people get the message and will respond to it.
What would you say is the number one issue in the Fargo City Commission race?
It's just overall spending, you know, and how they spend your money. I believe that we spend a lot of money on, well, almost majority of our money on wants versus needs. So I've made, you know, a three-step program to, if a new spending issue or a new tax comes up, I put it through this three-step matrix. And the first question is this the role of local government? And there are many, many examples that I've written about and that we've talked about that we spent money on things that are not even the role of local government, like art task forces, like spending money, public money for private people to park. That's not what we should be doing. The second one is what we were talking about is needs versus wants. You have to prioritize. Otherwise, you will see higher spending. You will see higher taxes. And the last thing is this the most cost-effective way to move forward? Even with flood protection, something we all agree needs to happen, something that's very important for our city. You know, not all spending is good spending with flood protection. The Second Street flood tunnel proved that. $45 million project that did not need to happen and could have happened for half the cost, which is what it's going to be moving forward with now because people push back. So if you can get the matrix, that's what's good for the city.
And, you know, a value, bringing those three questions to the city commission, you know, you're one of five, right? So even if your philosophical views on the role of government, spending levels are going to be different than the majority of the commission members, you're forcing every single time to the point where then they start even thinking about, I'm not going to go there because I'm going to have to answer whether or not this is the role of local government.
Right.
Or whether this is a true need. You know, I mean, even if you end up as a minority voice, forcing those questions are extraordinarily important because it's amazing how many things get on the agenda and nobody asks the basic simple questions right, like you're posing there. And then you end up, you know, debating it and, you know, going with one shade of gray over another.
That's
you know?
Absolutely valid, and that's what I say a lot of times, too, is I want to be a different voice on the commission, and that will force them to answer to the people. If right now there's no one asking those questions, like you say. So if they bring up a proposal, all of those good ideas are good ideas in their minds, all five of them agree, pass it on, and there's no public debate. At least what we're going to be doing here is having a public forum so that people can voice their concerns. No government at any level works well when everyone agrees on every issue, and I think that's been true since the beginning of our country.
So the process that you bring and those three questions are a great one. Give me a couple of examples where you think they've just gone off the rails on you know, those three questions being answered the wrong way and spent focus and attention on the wrong things.
Yeah, so, you know, like I bring up a smaller example. One of the op-eds I wrote, you know, small as far as spending, but I think philosophically goes to the point of the art task force. Is it the role of local government to tell you what is or not, is not art? And I say, obviously not. So is that the role of government? No, I don't think it is. Is this a need or a want? Having an art task force is obviously a want. You know, no one in Fargo needs to have art. It's provided by the city. Now, people out there do appreciate art. I myself appreciate art. But where I go for art isn't City Hall. It's to a museum. It's to a business owner who has art displayed on his walls. It's to local artists who are outside, you know, displaying their art. So it's not the role of government. It's not something that's a need for the city to provide. And is it the most cost-effective way? Well, of course not. Organizations will do a much better job of providing this art than the city ever could. So why is the city trying to get itself between us and what people call art?
Rough numbers, what kind of dollars are city tax funds expended on art?
You know, I asked that question directly. I emailed the commission, and I emailed each commissioner for that, and they won't say or they don't know. However, that they're going to hire somebody to help them buy this art. So tens of thousands at least right there. How much did they spend on the art itself? I have no idea. We spent art in the past down in downtown Fargo, and it's costed tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, and now they're sitting in storage because they couldn't get enough support or enough money together in order to fix some of the things that happened to the art. So they're sitting in storage right now as we speak.
Unbelievable. Okay, how about some other examples?
Parking downtown. We all know that parking downtown is an issue. But people, you know, if Walmart or, you know, another business in Fargo came to the commission and said, you know what, we want to expand. We think if we have more parking, we have more business, will you pay for our parking? The city commission would say no, and they should say no. However, businesses downtown can come to the commission and say this exact same thing. And say, and the commissioners will give it a serious thought to spend tens of millions of dollars, if not up to and including $100 million, for their parking. Is this the role of local government to provide parking for a private business? Absolutely not. Is this a need or a want for those business owners down in downtown and for the people who go and patronize that area? This is, you know, a want. This is not a need. And if it was a need, and if it were to create more business automatically, which many people believe it would, then it's incumbent upon those people who own businesses downtown to provide that parking, just like it would be any other business anywhere else in Fargo. This is the most cost-effective way, of course not. If it was up to the business owners, they would find that most cost-effective way to do that. So, you know, there's a lot of these issues that you can choose and put through this matrix, and if it doesn't make it through, then it should definitely not be move forward with.
Are you running as a team with Dave Pepcorn? I've heard folks say, "Hey, these are two conservative voices." You know, I guess Vern Bennett is also identified as a conservative voice. But what's your take on the other candidates and the others that would present a view like yours?
Yeah, Dave and I have joked a little bit just in text messages back and forth of who would be vice president and president. I figured I'd not take it, but no, we're not running together. But you do see a lot of the same yard signs out there, you know, one yard with the two signs. There are a lot of candidates who want to call themselves fiscal conservative when it sounds good. But when you look at their record, they'll say that they want all these things for Fargo. They say that they want to pay for the parking downtown, the new Renaissance Zone to expand. They want to pay for the convention center with tax dollars. They want to pay for all these things. But then, of course, they're also fiscally conservative. You can't be both. You can't have it all, and you can't have your cake and eat it too, I guess you would say. So they have, in all the debates, with all the spending issues that we had, very few of them put the brakes on Fargo's spending. You know, I was up there kind of looking like a crazy person, looking around saying, you know, hey, am I the only one that thinks this is a bad idea? Am I the only one that would ask the questions about the spending? You know, you can call yourself fiscal conservative, but when the rubber hits the road, you have to have the ideas and you have to have a way to filter out the good from the bad.
Two spots are open, mm-hmm. And was there seven candidates?
Seven candidates.
Yeah, so yeah. It's quite the deal. And what did you make of this debate over the creative campaign tactics of John Strand? That's kind of been the story of the 11th hour here of the campaign.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, if it wasn't illegal, it would have been genius. I mean, let's just be honest.
I thought it was very creative, too. Yeah.
So, I mean, it stinks. You know, I wish that it didn't happen that way. I guess that's where I'll go with it. I mean, I don't want to get too in-depth with it, but it's too bad it happened that way.
Do you think that it should have been charged out? I mean, do you think this is this putting John Strand giving all kinds of, I mean, I don't know if it's good or bad, but he's had a ton of publicity.
Well, that's what I was about to say. You know, what my opinion personally about that doesn't matter. What does matter is that he's gotten on the front page of the Fargo Forum, what, three times now? He's been on the op-ed section, you know, six times because of this, good and bad, you know, so people who didn't know his name previously know his name, and now we're talking about him on your show as well. You know what I mean? So, you know, something worked out for him there, and I don't believe that he'll be kicked off the ballot. That's just my personal feeling.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah. It was interesting, and you know, like you say, it was an interesting technique to go with that, and I guess it, you know, risk and reward on that one. So.
30 seconds. Give us your elevator pitch for the vote Tuesday.
Well, I hope everyone out there is going to go out and vote, and whether it's from me or someone else, the turnout does matter. If you want someone who truly has a method to bring fiscal conservative back to the city commission, and you want that someone to voice those concerns, as I have for the last 3 or 4 years, it's not just during my campaign. As you know, I've been out there pounding the pavement for many years talking about spending issues in Fargo. I will bring that real fiscal conservative ideas back to the city commission. I hope people out there will receive that message and vote.
As a fighter and a member of our Guard and Reserve, thanks, Tony.
Thank you, sir.
Tony Garrick, city...
We want to know our guests. What's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you want to relax, really relax, I've got the place. One of Minnesota's premier resorts on the beautiful shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Great walleye fishing, great boating fun, or just lay on a lounger and relax. Stroll downtown Walker, Minnesota and do some shopping. The place is fantastic. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. But if you really want to relax, not only do you go to Chase, you got to stay at Chase. How about this deal? You stay three nights, you get the fourth free. We're going to extend that summer vacation all summer long. Now is the time to book your deal for the entire summer. Stay three nights at Chase on the Lake and receive your fourth night free. No blackout dates, no restrictions. Lakeside condo, Lakeview hotel room, you take your pick. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Top of the hour, we do something Saturday. It's called Steve Sports Saturday with Steve Hallstrom here, and I want to check in with Steve on what the plan is for tomorrow's program for you. It's Saturday appointment listening. It is great stuff, so hope you'll tune it in and enjoy every moment of Steve Sports Saturday tomorrow right here on the program. Steve, what do you got lined up, my man?
Good morning. morning, everybody. Steve Hallstrom here from Steve Sports Saturday. We have got a full show lined up for you tomorrow morning, and we're going to have Vision Bank hopping in the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow. The entire show is live from Vision Bank, but our guests will also be live at Vision Bank tomorrow, so we're excited to have a lot of energy in the building. We're going to start off by talking with Riley Johnson, the West Fargo State Champion golfer. He has won the state tournament now two of the last 3 years and is going to be taking his talents to Minneapolis and play for the University of Minnesota, so we'll talk to Riley about that. And his little brother, a ninth grader, Cole, is also took All-State honors this past week, so we'll talk to him about the family tradition there in West Fargo. Really excited to have Gene Taylor with us for two segments. Gene will be live with us at Vision Bank as well, NDSU's athletic director, looking back on the best sports calendar year, sports school year, you could say, in school history. It's been a phenomenal run for the Bison this year, and we'll talk to Gene about that. And what's he going to do for next year? That's the question for Gene we'll have tomorrow as well. Then in hour number two, Rhett Bollinger from MLB.com will be with us to talk about the Minnesota Twins, who are now just two games under 500, which isn't Hall of Fame stuff, but it's pretty good compared to what we thought they'd be this year. So we'll talk to Rhett about that. And then Deborah John, very excited to have you meet her, NDSU track and field star. She's made the Division I Nationals in the hurdles, and she's got a great faith story, and excited to have you meet Deborah tomorrow as well. Remember, if you cannot listen to us live on the radio here on AM 1100 The Flag, there is no excuse for missing a show on Steve's Sports Saturday. You can listen to us by a mobile app. You can download the Radio Loyalty or the TuneIn Radio app. You can also listen to us online at AM1100TheFlag.com, and then we podcast all of our shows as well. So if you can't catch us live, you can always catch up with us later in the weekend. That's going to do it for the look at the show tomorrow. Hope everybody has a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. on Steve's Sports Saturday. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you, Steve. 9 to 11 a.m. Saturday, and as he mentioned, Vision Bank's a great spot. Stop down and say hi to Gene and all of Steve's guests, Steve Hallstrom and the crew live at Vision Bank tomorrow. They're, of course, located on 25th Street South, just off the just to the north, actually, the intersection of 32nd and 25th in Fargo at Vision Bank. And it's a great show. Really is. 9 to 11 each and every Saturday with Steve Hallstrom and Steve's Sports Saturday. So you'll enjoy it. You'll have a great time. All right, coming up on the program, Free Plug Friday. Is there a particular candidate, cause? And by the way, I'm going to throw this out because Free Plug Fridays are fun. There are so many great things happening that you know, you might know about that you want other folks to know about. It's summertime, so folks are traveling, going to every corner of, you know, North and South Dakota and Minnesota. And just a good opportunity for you to plug whatever it is you want to plug. We're gonna just lay it open there, Free Plug Friday. But I thought since it's the election on Tuesday, maybe there's a particular candidate that you're concerned about or a cause that you're concerned about that'll be up for the up for a ballot question on Tuesday. And again, sadly, the turnout will be low. And folks don't necessarily pay attention, so this is our way to get more folks to pay attention and maybe catch the fever that you've caught about these particular issues and or candidates. So Free Plug Friday day on the program. If you have a story about a loved one or an acquaintance or someone you know, a neighbor, a coworker, or whatever, I mean, ideally I'd love to talk with some World War II vets. There's just not nearly enough of them still walking the earth after all their great service to this country. But it's D-Day. And it is the 70th commemoration of D-Day. And so if you have a story to share, we're going to put you to the front of the line today to honor our vets in any way, shape, or form. So you have a story to tell specifically about this day, June 6, 1944, especially. Love to hear it, and happy to put you at the front of the line for that as well on the program today. Okay. What else? We'll do a few normal or nuts questions, and we also have Brett Baer on his new book, Special Heart, before the end of the program. Telephone number to weigh in, 855-200-1776. By the way, the festivities are underway at D-Day right now in Normandy, France, and President Obama just took the stage. Evidently, there were some informal sideline talks between him and Putin at the luncheon that happened before the commemoration. So that's a bit of breaking news out there today. Let me give you a quick snapshot of the weekend weather picture for you. And, you know, we're
been blessed, really, with some pretty good summer weather. Kind of kicked into the 80s and 90s here, but the weekend is not exactly going to be balmy. Let's check the valley here first. Partly cloudy skies this morning. Occasional showers during the afternoon, but 63 is all for a high with a north-northwest wind at 15 to 25 and a 40% chance of rain. Tomorrow, showers early with some clearing overnight, low about 48 with a northwest wind at 10 to 15, chance of rain at 40%. Looks like 70 tomorrow, 73 on Sunday for much of the valley. Back up into the upper 70s and low 80s by Tuesday. Out in the oil patch, forecast says sunshine and clouds mixed today, but only 63. Northwest wind 10 to 15. Partly cloudy skies, 39 for a low tonight. A June low in the 30s. Ouch. 68 degrees tomorrow. Partly sunny skies, partly sunny on Sunday with 70. 45 right now in Tioga. Williston at 46, Watford City 46 degrees, and back of the valley, as I mentioned, currently in Fargo 59 degrees at this hour. Head for just 63 for a high today. More coming up on What's in Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What's the number one need in the Bakken? Affordable housing, folks. It's here in Stanley, North Dakota. And I want you to see it for yourself Saturday at Frontier Village, a new development located on the west side of Stanley, very close to great amenities like the new Cashwise store, just north of that location on the north side of Highway 2, real close to the Holiday Station store, walking distance to schools. It's here, and it's affordable. There's model homes that you can see. You can move in immediately. Lots of choices of manufactured homes. It's never been easier to get into a new home that meets your needs and meets your budget. This is truly affordable housing. 9 to 5 Saturday, stop by for the open house at Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley, just north of Cashwise Foods. Can't wait? Call 701-628-2418. One more time, 701-628-2418. Open houses every Saturday now through the end of July at Frontier Village, west edge of Stanley, just north of the Cashwise Food on the north side of Highway 2.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com. or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.